Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Trinisha Dean, student of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, currently studying for my bachelor degree in French and tour guide at Harrison Cave Eco Adventure Park. On this day, January 5, 1950, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers that the Road Safety Association had been launched in Barbados. This launch was a result of a meeting with police officers, representatives of car garages, and leading civil servants. At the informal gathering were Police Commissioner Colonel Michelin, Traffic Officer Captain A.J. Press, Major C.G. Reed, Director of Education D.M. Skinner, Director of Transport and Highways E.G. Henderson, representatives from Fort Royal Garage, Mickey Nearnese, and R. Applewhite, P. Garner, and J. E. Broom. At the meeting, Colonel Michelin was elected Provision Chair and Broom Provisional Secretary. The meeting agreed that this association should be titled the Barbados Road Safety Association. Members suggested the implementation of a licensing authority, leaving the police with the task of prosecuting offenders. It was suggested that applicants for a license should be subjected to a medical inspection and an examination as to his knowledge of engines. There was also a suggestion for the inspection of private vehicles in order to have only mechanically sound vehicles on the road. A committee member also suggested the introduction of compulsory third-party insurance to protect the public against accidents. Members concluded that the majority of accidents were caused by carelessness of pedestrians and drivers, as well as bad manners. Police Commissioner Colonel Michelin was of the view that small fines should be considered, and he was prepared to discuss the matter with the members of the judiciary. According to the Barbados Advocate, there had been an alarming number of vehicular incidents which affected both drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. One of these accidents was the horrific Lancaster tragedy of August 22, 1945, when a truck loaded with agricultural workers failed to negotiate an S-bend and plunged into a gully, resulting in the death of 32 people. The Road Traffic Motor Vehicles International Circulation Order was passed in 1960 and consisted of a set of regulations made mandatory for anyone wanting to drive on the roads of Barbados. This road traffic legislation was then amended many times over the course of 64 years, including 1984 and 2007. In addition, through government's roadworks program, some of the dangerous S-bends have been removed and sidewalks put in place. Since its formation over 70 years ago, the Road Safety Association has been in the vanguard of road safety in Barbados, seeking initiatives to curb lawlessness and preserve life and limb on the nation's roads. Unfortunately, recklessness still prevails, the most dangerous practice being cyclists performing senseless wheelie stunts on the public highways.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.